gyms. They're the quintessential Western temples to the body beautiful. But there are, of course, buildings that don't just speak to an individual's personal goals. They're structures that manifest profound shared cultural and spiritual values. Blueprint for Living correspondent Colin Bizet regularly chats about iconic buildings, and they simply don't come any more iconic than Tibet's most extraordinary structure, the Potala Palace.
...1933 saw the publication of James Hilton's popular novel, Lost Horizon, which was set in an imaginary Himalayan paradise called Shangri-La. Its people lived extremely long and contented lives, and the book provided a vision of peace as Europe slid closer to war. The romance of secret utopias was reinforced as images emerged of Tibet and its Potala Palace. After all, it looked like no other building on the planet. No other building outside Tibet, of course, because it wasn't that different from other traditional Tibetan buildings, with their painted stone and mud brick walls, simple wooden roofs and windows framed in stone. It's the vast scale of the place that takes away your breath. Well, that and the fact that it's built 3,700 metres above sea level, making it the highest major building in the world. The first palace was built in the 6th century on a craggy outcrop, and around it grew the city of Lhasa. It was a defensive structure at first, but began to have increased religious significance as Buddhism became more popular and the country was peacefully led by monks. The name Potala means the dwelling of the Buddha of Mercy and refers to a sacred mountain in India. In 1645, Tibet's spiritual leader, the 5th Dalai Lama, began the construction of the palace we see today. It's divided into two sections, the White Palace and the Red Palace, white for peace, red for authority, with the White Palace given over to secular matters and the Red Palace to the spiritual. There was no running water, and everything had to be carried up one of its three alarmingly steep stairways. The Dalai Lama's private rooms were at the top of the Red Palace, so that he was the first in the country to receive the light of the new day. And the gold-topped burial stupas of previous Dalai Lamas are also here. The interiors were covered with colourful decoration and filled with religious artefacts gathered over the centuries. It became a kind of spiritual utopia. Except that we know that Tibet is no utopia. China never recognised it as an independent country, and during the 1950s it brought Tibet under direct Chinese control. In 1959, the 14th Dalai Lama fled the country. But even empty, the Potala Palace remained a powerful symbol of Tibetan identity. Mao wanted it destroyed, but it's now a museum and remains a marvel of structural engineering and craftsmanship. More than that, though, it's a building that resonates with the spirit of independence.
Regular Blueprint for Living correspondent Colin Bizet speaking there about the Potala Palace in Tibet.